KC and Ross in the morning, Cork's 96 FM. It's 10 past 6, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. I hope you're well. And here he is, Cork's elite athlete. Cork's.
Turn it off. Just turn it off.
Sorry?
Just turn it off.
I can't. These are your welcome trumpets. We've been.
Can we get shorter trumpets?
We've been rolling this out for the last 3 months as you became a professional athlete.
There's still 10 seconds left in this thing.
I have a funny feeling we're going into a very bad bowling report this morning. Half of Cork is waiting to hear how you got on last night. But first, I mean, you brought us along on this journey. You started this 3 months ago. You decided I'm going to be a professional bowler. And we followed you. We followed what we call in the business a story arc.
Mm-hmm.
From beginning to end. Last night was the Champions League of bowling. It was the grand finale. It was Ross against the world. Well, Ross and his dad Mick against the world. And you started this by issuing complaints to the management of the radio station that it wasn't being covered on sport.
And it was yesterday at 7 o'clock.
It was covered yesterday.
Finally got covered three months later. Yeah.
And you started by issuing warning letters to news and sport.
Absolutely.
So Victoria had to pick up the pace.
The latest sport with Lucy's Nissan Charleville. Take a 24-hour test drive in the Nissan Leaf, Ireland's best-selling electric car.
In sport, last night marked the first night of the BHL 10-pin bowling league in Leisureplex. 96FM's Ross Brown and his father Mick Brown played their first league game in 15 years. They played the team comprised of players Raja Shekara and Chimnas Wamni, Wolf Chidsley.
Go on.
Gabordoff. The spectators were lined up with their cups of Ovaltine, Maeve Binchy books and evening primrose oil in hand as the players took to the lanes. The players warmed up after having a fag outside in the cold. Raja Hekara and Wolf Schlegleisteinhausen-Bergdorf were so far ahead by the end of the game, they went for a game of a quasar. We caught up with some of the spectators who were enthralled by the action.
Has anybody seen a plastic bag with a cat in it? No! KJ!
Ross scored a strike on lane 2, but unfortunately, he was playing on lane 5. Ross scored so little that he thought he was 15 at the teenage discos. We caught up with their opponents after the game.
Yes, it was. It was like so amateur, yeah?
Oh, so amateur, because we were throwing our schnoodle pops down the Schleiden Utenstinken, and we won everything.
Yes, it was. I mean, the guts. We were like, guys, pull yourself out. I tell you what, it was like the two of them were on Slimming World, because they couldn't down the skittles.
So last night was the grand final.
It was.
I haven't been talking to you. I've had no WhatsApp messages. I've had nothing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I said I wouldn't even fill you in since you didn't have the decency to show up. You really know who your ride or dies are when you need support. Pierce McCarthy was there with a sign that says "Let's go, gut ball bags." Lorraine was there from the station. There was a swath of people from countries all around the world with signs held up. Listeners came in.
Who came in?
I don't know. Just people that were like, "Hello!" I was like, "They're listeners," but not you. Four teams in the final.
Yeah.
And I mean, out of 14 teams that were in the league, we came fourth.
Fourth? Do you mean after all of this?
There was only 17 pins between us and third.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Listen.
And my dad had a howler.
Oh, did he?
Of a night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he bowled a 79 at one stage.
The Mickey shuffle didn't shuffle.
Oh, listen, the Mickey wasn't moving at all.
Well, listen, your adventures as an elite athlete for the last 3 months have come to an end.
They haven't. There's a singles league starting on the 7th of June.
No.
I've gotten rid of the dead weight. It's me on my own, baby.
I have a friend of mine up west of Ireland, same age as me, who's got Parkinson's, and he's functioning, like he's on medication, and he still can get up and go to work.
Yeah,
he's a lot of things that he can't do anymore.
Fine motor like skill kind of things.
Playing darts, he was mad into playing darts. Can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. Other kind of sporty events that he had to stop doing, but other than that, the medication that they give people nowadays is it's pretty good. Yeah. Like, I mean, the way it contains it and it controls it. So when I saw this story jumped out at me. The first patient to get a brain implant to reverse Parkinson's disease is back on the golf course.
Wow.
Surgeons have fitted tiny deep brain simulation DBS device into Tony Howell's skull. It overrides abnormal brain cell firing patterns caused by the conditioning.
That's unbelievable.
25 patients have been selected for this trial, and he's back playing golf. He couldn't get up out of a chair.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So had to bring you that this morning. A Japanese bloke who married a hologram says he's no longer speaking to his wife.
Why was there a power cut?
Do you know you're not far off it? All right, his name is Akariko Kondo, and he tied the knot.
Say that again.
Akariko Kondo.
Fair play.
He tied the knot with a computer-generated singer, Hatsune Miku, in 2018. They had a lavish wedding. 13 grand is what he dropped on it. He brought
13 grand on a hologram wedding.
He brought the hologram with him.
It sounds like a Christy Moore song.
13 grand on a hologram wedding.
She walked to me, I walked to her. We got too close and I went straight to her.
6:53 is the time. The 2 grand minute. It's coming up a little bit later on this morning.
All right.
There's an author, an Irish author called Seamus O'Reilly, who's brilliant. He's got a great Twitter page, but he said that in his 20s, he told dozens of people, like this, he just decided, he made up this lie, that Michael Schumacher's favourite song was Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, because, you know, he drives a fast car. And he said literally every single person I told believed it. That's a believable lie. So he declared lie amnesty.
Right.
Where he wanted to know, and we want to know, basically, on lie amnesty this morning, what is the one thing that you told somebody and they absolutely believed it? And it's really ridiculous. You know, it's innocent but really funny. And it's also an indication that these people are very gullible. They will believe anything. They're kind of like you, Victoria. You're a very gullible person in the sweetest possible way.
Oh, right, okay. I'm glad you said it.
She believed that.
So here we go. My brother told an American visitor that the four provinces of Ireland were Ulster, Munster, Funster and Gunster. Nevo Donoghue, I told everyone that the old woman in the Titanic was my actual nan, and she was and she was on the actual Titanic.
Why did your nan push Jack off the door?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Paint me like one of your French nans.
That's funny.
My friend and I managed to convince a group of mates that the singular of sheep is shoop. But its usage declined from the Middle Ages until it became obsolete.
Look at those sheep over there. Let me see. Barry McGowan, a female friend told me years ago, and I believed it. This is unbelievable. Aww. Female friend told me years ago that a smear test was done by getting a lady to sit on a pane of glass while the doctor pulled them along by the ankle. I was sure. I'm ashamed to say that I believe it. So what we do is we invite people, you beautiful, perfectly sculpted listener, to WhatsApp in one thing that you're looking at right now, right around the room. On WhatsApp, record a little voice note. One thing that you're looking at right at this very moment in time. Could be a field, could be your toe, could be your pet.
Cereal, whatever.
Anything. And they fly in on WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
And then this messer has to put it into a live, unscripted, off-the-cuff rap.
Freestyle challenge.
Freestyle Wednesday. Let's have your shout-outs.
Dunstores.
A transformer kid, nice one.
Me, my sister and my mom love your rap, and it's really funny, we think.
Thank you very much.
That's
so
cute.
It's Rasta. Rasta does the rap now, so he takes the credit. Can we have a word, please?
Lidl.
Okay, lovely. Oh, Dunstores versus Lidl this morning. Great. On the show.
Steps,
Ross.
Okay.
Steps.
Turtle. Yeah.
A turtle. So we got Turtles, Transformers, Lidl and Duns. This is a battle for the battle for the ages. Here we go.
Schlitter.
A Schlitter is thrown in there.
Alloy.
Alloy.
Alloy, okay.
A digger.
Now we're getting.
Oh, look at that voice.
We're getting very agricultural here.
A digger.
A plough.
A plough and a.
Tractor.
A digger, a plough, and
it's
a tractor.
Very agricultural.
It is very agricultural. I feel that too, yeah.
And then you slagged me about talking about Pimp My Tractor the other day. They're out there, they're listening. The tractor pilots are. This is your show. Good on you, lads.
Milk.
We got some milk. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Cushions.
Reading glasses. Inishannon. Someone is looking at Inishannon. Yeah. And finally,
pineapple.
This is fantastic. Now, you've got quite a lot of them in there, Ross. Yeah. Your job, my friend. Mine is to play some dings for everyone that you get in. Let's see if you can get all of those words into a freestyle rap. Take it away.
Sorry, guys. I got more bad habits than Amsterdam nuns. It rhymes with stores and I don't mean duns. Yeah. And I want to be a transformer. If I was trans, but I'm not anymore, is that transformer? Breaking Bad, Walt Disney owns Malcolm in the Middle. My rhymes are random like the Middle Island Little. And don't you know that I just like taking steps because I keep rapping. I got to get in those reps. I'm moving fast. You could say that I'll hurtle towards the Renaissance artist that are named like turtles. Shredder's got a fullback, he has got a slitter, and Master Splinter's kind of bitter. He's sitting on the. Never mind. I'm tired like a wee without an alloy. Vic comes in and says, Oi, oi, Savaloy! I'm chasing JCBs like a dog with a digger. Your bucket's wide, but my one is bigger. I'm pushing grimes, I'm pushing the dirt just like a plow, cause I got this how now, brown cow. And if I'm bigger, I hop into a tractor. I know what people are thinking, cause her mind I hacked her. I wanna squeeze a cow and get some milk, but people say my rhymes. They're smooth just like silk. Yeah. People understand that Ross Brown is no slouch. More cushion for the pushing, but not quite a couch. Yay! Don't you know I can't see things? I need my reading glasses. I can't sit down. I need some bigger asses. Then I'm sitting here on top of Vinnie Shannon. Because I'm like a drummer with no sticks, I finish banging. I don't want to eat some things that are like pineapple. And it's quite nice. My bum's like a pineapple. Yeah, it's nice. In fact, it's more like a peach. Some say life's a bitch, but really it's more like a peach.
That was slick. From Mum and Dad and Emma and Kieran and all the gang, have an amazing day this weekend. Thank you for listening.
What do you say to communion people? You're like, communion the heck out of it?
Break a bread.
There you go. Yeah.
We've given away €132,000 on the 2 grand minute game. It is the biggest paying quiz game in the country.
Facto.
And if you want to play, here's what I need you to do. Text 2 grand and your name to 0833 96 96 96. 2 grand, your name, and your specialist subject. Because the first two questions are going to be something that you're interested in. It could be cars, could be books, movies, whatever your thing is, let us know. And we will get two questions for you that hopefully will start the game properly.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get correct answers, please give us very funny incorrect answers so we can add you to a little montage like this. What is 6:45 on a 24-hour clock?
Was your weekend, was it worth having a weekend, or is this just more of the same?
It's actually pretty great. Like, I got to see my girlfriend, so that's always good. Like,
is she in prison or something? I got to see my girlfriend. Like, you know what I mean? 12 minutes, like, do you know, I sent her a file and a cake.
What's your girlfriend's name, by the way?
Prisoner 4736.
Julia. And if you win this 2 grand, Tony, what are you going to buy Julia?
Not too sure. Probably take her away to a hotel or something.
Yeah. All right. Good idea. Is she missing anything on her fingers or anything?
She misses a few fingers.
All right. Prison gag's over.
Question 9. What item of clothing is often double-breasted?
Bra.
Did you say that a bra often comes double breasted?
Question number 6. What is the capital city of Thailand?
Oh.
Thailand. If you go through a door sideways, you might.
Bangkok.
Question number 7. It is said that you get how many years of bad luck for breaking a mirror?
7.
Question number 8. What do athletes use to brace themselves before a sprint?
Before a sprint is stretches.
Sinead, you did brilliant. Are you okay over there? Sorry, it was the first clue that came to my mind.
Dude, for you that would have to be the narrowest of doorways.
Radiothon is happening tomorrow. We need you all involved in this one. This is hugely important. We dedicate 3 days of the radio station to cancer services in Cork, and we need to raise as much money as possible. So for tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, please get involved in some little way. A tiny donation, a big donation.
Cork people never disappoint.
Never let us down. And I think we need to butter them up a small bit.
Oh, go on, yeah.
All right. I was thinking, Ross, bring us another one of your love letters to Cork and the people of Cork. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we need to express our gratitude and our love for them.
Yeah, preemptively.
It's a love letter to Cork. It's the poem of persuasion. Take it away, Ross. Take it away.
Shandon chimes melodic lies, filling the compass all the way to the horizon. An old man hunches in a doorway, stoking the embers of a woodbine in a torrent of rain. The Peace Park in summer, the 99 drip from the hand of a young fiend lamping an owl doll on lunch. The shadows of silent laments from a bride at Cork Jail in 1814. We have a bridge that shakes when children jump up and down. We have a lock that when ice comes, the lovers, they skate up and down. We are rebels, singers and bakers and bin men and echo boys more. Spending our shillings in the South Mall, don't call it the mall. From the top of the world atop Patrick's Hill, Panna sprawls gloriously out at the heart. Bodice and offal and tripe and drasheen, black pudding being sold in a market named by the English or down the coal quay sold from a cart. Echo boys call to the crows eating chips from a bin. You can kiss a stone for the gift of the gab, then pop to St. Bimbar's and talk to relinquish your sin. The blood and the bandage, wrapped from Collins and the Bale to the Choctaw and Middleton Rare. A soldier half bereft of himself, a lady selling onions. Two old men looking to the county hall skyline for life. Jack Charlton fishes here always. Our shoreline is rocky, but our pride is steadfast and true. Corkigaboo.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Hello.
Could you bring a tear to the last
really
eye?
Good.
No.
Yeah.
That was really good.
I wasn't fully confident in that.
Come here, that was really good.
I thought it was really good.
I did write a second one because I actually wasn't confident.
Okay.
I was going to write a second one because this might fall flat in its face.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want it or not, but
do you want to do it tomorrow or do you want to do it now?
Just do it now. It's not as long.
All right. Okay.
Farts and boobs.
I'm going for number two.
Number two. Yeah. Number two.
Can you hear Casey and Ross in the morning?
Casey and Ross in the morning.
On Cork's 96 FM.
By the way, if you're fond of a couple of podcasts, this show has one for you to check out. And there's plenty of big names for you to go back and listen to, like Mr. Tom Grennan.
Listen, I'm an Irish man. My dad's Irish, my family Irish, and I just want to fly the flag as high as I can fly it, and I can't wait to see everyone.
Nile Rodgers from Chic is in there. There's an incredible story behind how you started working with Diana Ross.
So when we first saw Diana Ross standing there watching our show, Bernard goes, wow, that's like the queen coming to see us.
Imelda May fans. With Ronnie Wood, Noel Gallagher, Miles Kane. I mean, this is a serious album.
Each album I write is meant to be. Do you know what I mean? Of its time. I'm writing. I don't use old songs, I write for each album.
Young lad called Niall Horan.
Well, some of it's lined up for me in that sense.
The ultimate test will be, will you get a bronze statue at the top of Mullingar like Joe Dolan? When that happens...
Joe's Granbury is there. I'll take what I can get, but Joe's Grand.
Yeah, we just played him for you. Ed Sheeran.
Like, I'm very aware that if I play a stadium, the next week might be like the Rolling Stones, and the week after that might be like AC/DC or whatever. So I'm very aware that if I play the big gigs, it has to be a spectacle. But then at the end of the day, I am man with a guitar.
Grab the show's podcast through the 96FM app or wherever you get your podcast from. Just search KC and Ross in the morning.